It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy. Today's in is called the refreshing way. Start your day the refreshing way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the refreshing way. The refreshing way. The refreshing way. The refreshing way.
Good morning, everyone. God bless you this morning. It's a good day because it's preparation day. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Psalms 122, verse 1, and this is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118, 24. My wife, undreamed of, will take us to the throne of grace at this time.
Good morning. Let's pray. Eternal Father in heaven, loving Lord, we thank you for this day of preparation. We thank you for your loving watch care over our lives throughout the night. And we thank you for your word. And as we open up this morning's broadcast, we pray that you would bless and anoint the words of our pastor as you give him the message you give to us today. We ask for your spirit to come and teach us the things we need to know, giving us more enlightenment, empowerment, grace, wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. For all is prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about
God is good. At this time, brothers and sisters, we are going to study from Matthew 5:11. The Bible says, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you." Okay, now obviously it says, "Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you." And we had already gotten, "Blessed are ye, blessed are they which are persecuted." So I believe that's why it doesn't focus on persecution, because that was the focus of the last section. Let's pray, dear ones. Father, as we come before you, we thank you for all of your mercies. We thank you for your kindness. You're such a good God. Your character is beyond belief, and we want to emulate it today. Please be with us in the name of Jesus. Help sin to be repulsive to us, and help us to welcome in your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm reading to you and commenting on Mount of Blessing, our thoughts from the Mount of Blessing, page 31. And this is what it says. Ever since his fall, Satan has worked by means of deception. As he has misrepresented God, so through his agents, he misrepresents the children of God. The Savior says, "The reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me." Psalms 69:9. In like manner, they fall upon his disciples. There was never one who walked among men more cruelly slandered than the Son of Man. Did you catch that? Has anybody talked about you? Have they slandered you cruelly? Listen to this. There was never one who walked among men more cruelly slandered than the Son of Man. So if you are slandered, you're in good company. He was derided and mocked because of his unswerving obedience to the principles of God's holy law. They hated him without a cause. Yet he stood calmly before his enemies, declaring that reproach is a part of the Christian's legacy, counseling his followers how to meet the arrows of malice, bidding them not to faint under persecution. While slander may blacken the reputation, it cannot stain the character. That is in God's keeping. So long as we do not consent to sin, there is no power, whether human or satanic, that can bring a stain upon the soul. A man whose heart is stayed upon God is just the same in the hour of his most afflicting trials and most discouraging surroundings as when he was in prosperity, when the light and favor of God seemed to be upon him. His words, his motives, his actions may be misrepresented and falsified, but he does not mind it because he has greater interests at stake. Like Moses, he endures as seeing him who is invisible, Hebrews 11:27. Looking not at things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, 2 Corinthians 4:18. Christ is acquainted with all that is misunderstood and misrepresented by men. His children can afford to wait in calm patience and trust, no matter how much maligned and despised. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, and those who honor God shall be honored by him in the presence of men and angels. When men shall revile you and persecute you, said Jesus, rejoice and be exceeding glad. And he pointed his hearers to the prophets who had spoken in the name of the Lord as an example of suffering affliction and of patience. James 5:10. Abel, the very first Christian of Adam's children, died a martyr. Did you catch that, friends? The very first Christian of Adam's children died a martyr. Enoch walked with God, and the world knew him not. Noah was mocked as a fanatic and an alarmist. Others had, quote, trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover of bonds and imprisonments, quote, end quote, quote, others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. That's Hebrews 11, 36 and 35. In every age, God's chosen messengers have been reviled and persecuted. Yet through their affliction, the knowledge of God has been spread abroad. Did you catch that? We must be afflicted. Through that affliction, the gospel is spread. Every disciple of Christ is to step into the ranks and carry forward the same work, knowing that its foes can do nothing against the truth, but for the truth. God means that truth shall be brought to the front and become the subject of examination and discussion. Even through the contempt placed upon it, the minds of the people must be agitated. Every controversy, every reproach, every effort to restrict liberty of conscience is God's means of awakening minds that otherwise might slumber. How often this result has been seen in the history of God's messengers. When the noble and eloquent Stephen was stoned to death, the instigation of the Sanhedrin Council, there was no loss to the cause of the gospel. The light of heaven that glorified his face, the divine compassion breathed in his dying prayer, were as a sharp arrow of conviction to the bigoted Sanhedrinist who stood by. And Saul, the persecuting Pharisee, became a chosen vessel to bear the name of Christ before Gentiles and kings, the children of Israel. You know, I wrote a song. I'm not going to sing it right now, but it's called Would I Rather Die? And I'll give you the lyrics. It says, would I rather die than to know that I'm hurting the Lord? Would I rather die? Would you rather die than to know you are rejecting his word? Would you rather die? And you ask me why we should rather die. Oh, my friends, I'll tell you why. When they said, Jesus, you don't have to die, he said, I'd rather die. The course says, Jesus looked down from the cross to the end of time, and he saw all of us here struggling with fear. He knows your thoughts and mine. He said, my grace is sufficient. You see, to help you all to say, I'd rather die. The second verse says, would I rather die than to try to fulfill my own desires? Would I rather die than to try to avoid what God requires? And you ask me why we should rather die, my friends, I'll tell you why. When they said, Jesus, you don't have to die, he said, I'd rather die. Rather spells R for redemption, and A for us all. T-H-E, this hope is eternal. And R for the resurrection of all who said, I'd rather die. And the last verse says, Simon Peter, crucified upside down, Stephen, stoned to the ground, died with a smile on his face, saved by grace, an example for Paul who ran his race. God's grace is sufficient. His love knows no limit. Jesus said, I would rather die. My friends, in the power of Christ, you can all say, we can all say, I can all say, I can also say, I'd rather die. It is true, brothers and sisters, when Paul, who was Saul at the time, was watching Stephen being stoned, that was the first arrow of conviction that touched his heart because he could not challenge the word of God that was coming out of Stephen's mouth. Deacon Stephen could out-argue lawyer Paul and lawyer Saul, who later became Paul. And so his heart was right, but if Stephen had not been persecuted, then that arrow of truth would not have gone to Saul, who later became Paul, and he became the chief apostle to the Gentiles, brothers and sisters. He wrote more books of the Bible than anybody else. So there is a wonderful blessing that Stephen will get. It is his faithfulness that led to Saul's conversion to Paul. That's why we can't give up when we are reviled. I'll keep reading. It says, And long after Paul the aged wrote from his prison house at Rome, some indeed preach Christ, even of envy and strife, not sincerely supposing to add affliction to my bonds. Notwithstanding every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is preached. Philippians 1:15-18. Through Paul's imprisonment, the gospel was spread abroad, and souls were won for Christ in the very palace of the Caesars. By the efforts of Satan to destroy it, the incorruptible seed of the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever, 1 Peter 1:23, is sown in the hearts of men. Through the reproach and persecution of his children, the name of Christ is magnified and souls are saved. Great is the reward in heaven of those who are witnesses for Christ through the persecution and reproach. While the people are looking for earthly good, Jesus points them to a heavenly reward, but he does not place it all in the future. He does not place it all in the future life. It begins here. The Lord appeared of old to Abraham and said, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Genesis 15:1. This is the reward of all who follow Christ. Jehovah Emmanuel. He and him are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. Colossians 2, verses 3 and 9. To be brought into sympathy with him, to know him, to possess him, as the heart opens more and more to receive his attributes, to know his love and power, to possess the unsearchable riches of Christ, to comprehend more and more what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3:18 and 19. I will pause and say, brothers and sisters, it's important to know truth, doctrinal truth. It's important to know prophetic truth. But if the truth does not reach your heart and change you so that evil people become righteous people and lying people begin to be honest people and thieves begin to become giving people, upright people, you're going to be lost. We're not going to be saved because we know the Sabbath. Because the Sabbath is a sign of creation. And the symbol of the Sabbath is the created heart that is made new by the blood of Jesus. So when you act like you claim to be a Christian, but you act like a worldling, you have already broken the Sabbath. And it could be Tuesday. Maybe I need to write a book, How to Break the Sabbath on Wednesday. How to Break the Sabbath on Thursday. If you are not living a life of a created person, a newly created person, you've already broken the Sabbath, and it's Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, because the Sabbath is a sign, the Bible says, of God's creative power. And that's why God says in Ezekiel 20:12, it is a sign of sanctification, the Sabbath. Because sanctification is a recreation. A new heart also will I give you. A new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh and give you an heart of flesh. David said, create in me. That means he knows that he can't do it. It's got to be created in him. Create in me a clean heart. If your heart is clean, if you have changed, the Sabbath creative power, the creative power of God, which is exemplified by the Sabbath truth, is working in your life, my friend. Let's read on. This is the heritage of the servants of God, of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord, Isaiah 54:17. It was this joy that filled the hearts of Paul and Silas when they prayed and sang praises to God at midnight in the Philippian dungeon. Christ was beside them there, and the light of his presence irradiated the gloom with the glory of the courts above. From Rome, Paul wrote, unmindful of his fetters, as he saw the spread of the gospel, I therein do rejoice, yea, and will rejoice, Philippians 1:18. And the very words of Christ upon the mount are re-echoed in Paul's message to the Philippian church. In the midst of their persecutions, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say, rejoice. Philippians 4:4. My brothers and sisters, we're blessed when we're reviled. Jesus was reviled, and God uses all that goes against us. He uses it to spread the gospel. Sometimes God does that because we get in a little click. We get into a little click, and we're not sharing the gospel with others. And so sometimes God allows that click to come against you so that you leave that click, those Pharisaical people, and you go out and share the gospel with people who really need it, who would appreciate it. That's what happens sometimes, friends. May God bless and keep you, cause his face to shine upon you and give you peace. At this time, we will transition to the wellness segment of our broadcast with the Ministry of Healing Song. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much, Lord, for giving us the Beatitudes to help us understand what our attitude should be. We pray that you will bless us, that we will grow in grace. And on this preparation day, help us not to put too much into this day, but get ready mentally, physically, and spiritually to be receiving waterfalls of blessings on your Sabbath day. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, friends. It's time now for us to transition to wellness with the Ministry of Healing Song, sung by our good friend, Roberta Pennington.
But as I read the scriptures and I study the gospel, I hear his ministry of healing. None who came could ever leave him feeling worthless. He laid his hands upon the afflicted and he healed them. Church, many times the Savior's voice was the first sound that they heard. Christ's name, the first word they've ever spoken. He came to live his life for the needy and the suffering. His life was one of constant
Amen. Praise God. All right, my brothers and sisters, it's time now to hear from Sister Lenny, and she's going to be sharing with us. Let me get the subject here. On the subject of illness is also real. Illness is also real. Sister Lenny. Uh-oh, hold on. Sorry about that. I actually got the mic on and it turned back off. Okay.
Good morning.
We should be able to hear you now.
Yes, good morning. Happy, happy Friday. Illness is also real. As members of the human race, we are often confronted with unpleasant circumstances. Disease is one. But just as sin is a reality, so is illness. Particularly during youth, a person finds it easy to overlook the relationship between his way of life and his state of health. It can happen to me, expresses a particularly dangerous attitude. The person who feels well finds it easy to ignore the laws of health, to take life for granted. Only after illness interferes with his cherished activities does he begin really to appreciate the priceless blessing of good health. A person who follows the rules of health is rewarded by prolonged vigor, relative freedom from illness, and longer life. The rules are reasonable and simple enough so that every person, if he so desires, may reap the reward of happier living. But just as surely as complying with the laws of health promotes one's physical well-being, just so surely does a violation of these same laws carry the tragic penalty for susceptibility to illness and suffering and of reduced life expectancy. Here are some simple rules for guarding one's health and well-being. Eat food at a good time, not late at night. Drink water freely. Obtain adequate sleep. Exercise daily. Go outside as much as possible, especially in the sun. Don't ignore your health. One disease above others that require early detection in order to be treated successfully is cancer. Many people, because they fear cancer, refuse to acknowledge the symptoms which indicate its possible presence. This is a tragic example of refusing to face life's realities and may mean valuable lost time in curing such an illness. This morning's health segment is coming from You and Your Health, page 366 to 368. Thank you so much. May you all receive God's blessings today. God bless you.
Amen. Roll call time. As we begin sharing and caring, we've got Sister Vicky from Georgia saying good morning. Brother Brian from the great country of Kenya in Africa saying good morning, or happy preparation day. We've got Sister Gloria saying good morning to all. And we've got Sister Kim out of Kansas, Sister Gloria out of Virginia. And we've got Sister Michelle out of Ohio saying good morning to us. And Sister Kim saying good morning as well. And we've got Brother Peyton S. wishing us all a happy preparation day from North Carolina. And we've got Thank God from Greece. That is his name. His name is Thank God. You should have been there when we had our initial meeting and he told me his name was Thank God. I was saying, yes, my brother, yes, he's good. What's your name? Thank God. But yes, I do, but what's your name? That is his name, and it's a beautiful name. All right, going to our call, we have, excuse me, we have, Ohio represented. We have Ohio again. We have Louisiana. We have Maryland. We have Pennsylvania. We have Delaware, and Delaware with one of our newest family members from Delaware. We thank you, and God bless you, dear sister. We have Alabama, one of our dear brothers, back on with us. We have Oklahoma. We have New Jersey. God bless you, sis, back with us. We have Oklahoma again. We have South Carolina. We have Georgia. And we have Bermuda with Sister Cabin. All right. God bless each one of you. The phone lines are open. Anything you all want to share, please feel free to do so. I want to repeat the announcement that our dear friends of the ministry who are to be sentenced, that sentencing will take place in 1 week. Let us pray fervently for a positive outcome on Friday, next week Friday. That will be, let's get the exact date. I think it's the 15th. Yes, Friday the 15th. That is when their sentencing will be. I can tell you that it will be, weather permitting, a break in our broadcasting, but we will let you know sometime next week. We'll have to take a few days off on the broadcast, but we will let you know in as much time as we know, and we also do plan to be at the sentencing. So may God bless you. We want to do all we can. If God uses us in any additional way as it relates to the judge and the court system, let's be praying about that. If God wants us to do anything else than we've already done. Phone lines are open, friends. God is good. I want to remind you that we do have Sabbath worship service. Also, we also have Sabbath early morning, just like we do every. This is an everyday thing, except for those few days out of a year where we can't broadcast for whatever reason. My brothers and sisters will be on at 6 a.m. Eastern on the Sabbath day, and we also have a virtual church service, and that is at 12:30. Used to be at 12. It's at 12:30 now. Okay, so let's keep that in mind, brothers and sisters. And we're going to go to our dear Sister Donna. Good morning. Good morning, Sister Donna.
Good morning and happy preparation day to everyone. I wanted to ask Lenny. She coined a phrase that I really liked. It touched my heart, and I hope she can capture it again. It was with regard of lifestyle is connected to your level of health or something like that. And that book, who wrote that book? The author of it. Thank you.
The author of the
I'll
book
let you answer
is,
that, Sister Lenny.
Yes. The author of the book is Harold Chirac.
Okay.
Chiryoc.
Chiryoc. Chiryoc.
Mm-hmm.
And the first name is Farrell?
Harold.
Oh, Harold. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you. Can you give me that that phrase you use?
Are you talking about when I said a person who follows the rules of health?
No, you said I think people don't realize, especially when they're young, the connection between lifestyle and level of health. Well, that's okay. We can talk about it later.
Yeah.
I'll text you later. Thank you.
Yeah, text me and I will talk about it. Okay, you too. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Sister Donna. Anything else?
No. Well, I just want to ask for continued prayer for those during this time of, during this season, you know, who are grieving the loss of loved ones. For those who are not able to, you know, like the homeless and stuff, because I'm finding out, I see a lot of people asking for money on the streets, and it's for different reasons I found out, because sometimes you'll see a person out there, they'll only be out there a short while, then you see people who are out there all the time. So I would just like to pray for those who are asking for money, who I see on the streets asking for money, And that God will meet them at the point of their need, and that they will definitely be healed of whatever it is that troubles their soul. Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor, I have that part that Sister Donna was talking about. It says, particularly during youth, a person finds it easy to overlook the relationship between his way of life and his state of health.
Yes, that's it. Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Donna. Friends, we have plenty of time, and we'd love to hear from you, so press star 6. And I just want to say, for those on Facebook, some of you may want to say something, and I'm just going to type the number just in case, either today or at a future time, 720-820-1429. This is the number that you call, and if your phone service won't allow it, you can text that number and simply put the words, call me. That's the way it's supposed to work. Let me know if it doesn't work. But 720-820-1429, if you have one of the premier carriers like Verizon or AT&T, that type of thing, you won't have any problems. Some of the carriers don't allow conference calls, and so that's why you can use that texting method. And there's also backup numbers. So if you want to be on the call and you want to say something, you do have to do that. So just wanted to let you know that. And those of you who are on the call, please, again, star 6, press that if you'd like to share anything. We've got plenty of time. We normally try to, you know, wrap it up within an hour, and it's 20 minutes till that hour. So we have time if you have something you would like to share.
Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
I am requesting special prayer for all single parents, whether it's women raising children or men raising children alone, and that God would allow the children to be what he would have them to be, and praying for everyone on the call, especially Sister Odessa.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Is there anyone else like to say anything? Press star 6, please. All righty then. You know, sometimes I used to count in my mind to 10 or to 7. And so while I'm talking, I'm saying 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. And if nobody comes on, then I'll just go ahead and move forward. We do have a caller. We've got Sister Wanda on the call. Good morning, Sister Wanda. Good morning. You're going to have to turn off your mute, my dear sister.
Thank you so much. Good morning. You know, the message was really good and hitting home. And then I just tell you, Lord, my prayer is, Lord, help me to love you. Because without that love, we're lost, and because we continue to gravitate to self, 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 whatever that is, and it's grievousome. And I pray for victory over self, to love the Lord with all, you know, as he says to do. I have a prayer request, and my prayer request is for my sister. I kept being impressed to even when I first got on the call. So, and then I said I would call you separately on it, but you know, you continue to ask anyone. So I said, okay, let me go ahead and publicly ask this request. And my sister, she suffers really bad with, I think, a sciatic nerve in her back, really, really bad. And it almost makes me, you know, have tears in my heart and my eyes because of how she really do suffer with it really bad. And so I'm just asking for prayer that the Lord would help her to know, you know, the proper remedy no surgery, you know, not that, but for healing for that. So she's, I'm going to tell you, God, this is the time of mercy and probation, and he is bringing and drawing his children back to him. And I thank God for that, because as I once was, you know, I'm fearing that, you know, I see what he's doing in her life. And she always knew the Lord. I'm not saying that, you know, but how, like this morning, she texted, she said, what's happening? Like, because I hadn't got on the call yet. I was still asleep, and I heard a text come through. So that's the Holy Spirit, and I thank God for that. Just asking for prayer for her and her dad, Chris. So thank you so much.
Amen. So I'm going to make an assumption that Chris might be on the call with a three-way. So I'm going to say this. Chris, good morning to you. And I want you to look into, and we will pray, by the way. We will all pray, all of us. When we ask these prayer requests, it's not just for the Flemings to pray. It's for all the family members to pray. And so we will be praying for you. But I want you to look into something called an inversion table. It's a piece of equipment that looks like exercise equipment. They used to be real expensive, $500, $600, $700. But now they've come down. And for a little, and you know, now that it's Christmas time, you might be able to find one under $100. But I definitely believe you'll be able to find one for a little over $100, like on Amazon, for example. It has to be, it's going to come in a big box. You got to put it together. So you have to have somebody that has a little knowledge of how to put the bolts and the screws and everything. But you basically assemble it. And once it's assembled, you get on it like you get on a piece of exercise equipment. You set it up. And remember, it's called an inversion table. So basically, it can really, without any, if you don't put any restrictions on it, it can turn you upside down, and it makes you kind of hang from your ankles. But you don't have to do that. All you have to be is your head has to be slightly higher than your feet. That means you're still inverted partially because your head is, it's almost like if somebody put a few blocks on the foot of your bed so that your bed is up, but that doesn't work because that's not pulling you. It's got to have something that clamps down on your ankles. And that traction pulls apart those vertebrae that are pinching those nerves. Okay? So you can actually get relief. You don't stay on it long. You get on it for a couple of minutes at a time, and you get off. And you get on it again for a couple minutes at a time later that day. You just keep getting on it, and it'll just slowly open those vertebrae and stretch your back and your neck. It just slowly does it. And then if you get more good nutrition, like definitely be on a plant-based diet, but if you could also get a superfood, we carry one. There's others out there. If you can get on a good superfood just to give your body a lot of nutrition so that as these things are being stretched, you want to strengthen those muscles with good nutrition so that they'll hold those vertebrae apart. But you can get often some instant relief. And I would also take things that are anti-inflammatory. We have an anti-inflammatory herbal tonic, but I'll tell you what's basically in it in case you have it in your home, and that is turmeric, MSM, and then it has a couple of enzymes, bromelain and papain. They come from papaya and pineapple. So those are things that you can use to help reduce the inflammation. But an inversion table, I have had people who could not walk. I mean, they were just like they were in their 40s at the time, but they were shuffling their feet around like a very, very old person. They could not walk. Came from playing too much basketball, jumping up and down and all that. They got on that inversion table and they were amazed. They were able to function and move and swivel and all of that. So check that out. I believe that'll be a good remedy, and it's not too expensive.
Okay. All right.
I would like to add something.
Go ahead.
Chiropractic care works excellent if a person suffers from sciatica. My mother has been receiving chiropractic care now for probably about a year or so. And it's amazing. She used to walk with a walker. She no longer walks with her walker. And we don't think about how much our spinal cord interacts with our nerves, but it does. The nerves all come off of your spinal cord. So if she can actually maybe check, most of the time these visits are covered by your insurance. Not always, but you may have to pay some portion. But she will receive amazing relief if she could do also consider looking at getting a chiropractor to help her out. So I would suggest that in addition to what my husband said, but I just know from watching my mother over the past year and how she's able to, even when she would go shopping, grocery shopping, she would always use a grocery cart to push herself along. She doesn't even do that anymore. She would have to keep her walker in her van and use it if she's going to be walking even what I would consider to be a small distance, but she doesn't use it anymore. So it's amazing what those types of stretches and manipulations and adjustments can do to help a person to feel better. So I just want to mention that as well.
Amen. Praise God. Can I say something else, Pastor?
Yes, please.
Thank you so much, Sister Finney. And, you know, my other request that it came to my heart, I'm really asking Sister Maria to pray for my prayer request is for you all, you know, that God will continue to bless you all's ministry in an amazing way as this ministry has been a blessing to, I can speak for myself. A blessing, and I'm sure others, and that's why we're, you know, continue to come on, because it's a blessing. So may God continue to bless your ministry and all that you do. Thank you so much. And my sister says thank you too. She texted me. She said, "Tell them thank you so much, and that she will look into it. She's going to check into it."
Amen. Praise God. Yeah. Just keep in mind. You know, think about the things we shared. The table helps get those vertebrae off the thing, and chiropractic care, they're going to use various adjustments to pull those vertebrae off of those pinched nerves. You got a pinched nerve is what the problem is. And mm-hmm. so you definitely get some help. Sister Chris, we love you. We just want to let you know that publicly, and we want you to feel better. All right. God bless mm-hmm. you. We're going to go to Sister Jessica at this time. Good morning, Sister Janika.
Good morning.
Please check your. There you go.
Hi,
Amen.
How
morning.
Are you? Good morning, Pastor and Sister Maria and everyone. I wanted to just kind of verify and back up what the sister was saying. I myself had that sciatic nerve terribly so, and the pinched nerve, the lower back was unbearable. I purchased the inversion table because sometimes I didn't always have the copay with the insurance to go to the chiropractor, because I have a natural medicine chiropractor that I use. He basically works with whatever remedies I use. He's actually learning from me how to treat people that have a certain diet. And, you know, he talks about losing the weight, because that helped a lot, and I did. But like I said, I did use the inversion table, and I still use it if I need it. Right now I don't need it. It's kind of holding some clothing in the room. But if I need it, I have it set up. It was one that putting it together was not difficult if you looked at the picture in the paperwork or on the box, if it had one. However, like I said, working with the chiropractor, he said there were times when he would try to adjust me and, you know, it was a little unbearable. So he said, try using the inversion table before a chair before I came to see if that would help. And then when I got there, it helped. He hadn't had to treat me for that in about maybe almost 2 years now. So I'm truly thankful, because every day I had that pain.
Well, this is a blessing, Sister Janika. And I remember a recent conversation I had with you, and I'm not going to say much, but when you told me when you changed your lifestyle, what you weighed before you changed your lifestyle and then what you weigh now, I was amazed, and it was just a powerful testimony of the goodness of God and his plan. So I just want to say praise God for you and what God has done in you and through you. Anything else, sis?
I can truly say, brother, thank you for reminding me. I did give that testimony often how I was at 400 pounds. And when I was sitting in a cloth chair for more than 30 minutes, it left the indention there. I could walk to the bathroom and was out of breath, was in lots of pain, just did not know what to do. And I thank God for my husband and for the message, health message. You know, I was introduced to it. I changed my diet, went from eating baked chicken and vegetables to preparing all of the healthy meals, plant-based. And my husband would take me out to get out of the car to go to the bottom of a levee in Louisiana. To go to the bottom of that levee, I was out of breath. So he'd take me back to the car. The next day, like 2 days, he would do that. The next day, he would do something different. Each day, he did it until I can get on the top of that levee. And by, I guess, about 3 months or so, maybe a little less, I was walking 5 and 6 miles. I had lost an entire person. And one of the things I know that people were recognizing, I went into a favorite grocery store, and this lady said, "Hi, I know you. You have a twin sister. She's real, real fat. I mean, big." She said, and I'm standing there trying to fight tears. She said, "But y'all look so much alike." I said, "I do have a twin, but she's like 4'11", 5', somewhere in there, and I'm almost 6 feet." I said, she says, "Really?" I said, "Yes." I said, "But that person you're talking about is me." I said, "I was 400 pounds. And I remembered you staring at me when you saw me." And she stood there. She was so shocked. She didn't have any other words except to say, "I'm sorry, but you look good." I give praise to God because I know what diet, exercise, first of all, godly trust, diet, you know, your exercise, that fresh air, and using the products that, you know, Torso Ministries share. I use the pain and sleep. Most of the time I'm not in pain. I'm just a little hyped up from a day, hadn't wound down real good. And I'll take a few drops of that with the valerian root under my tongue. And I tell you, my husband says, "What'd you do? You slept like, I don't know what. You didn't move or anything." So I know that the products work out, as several he has, that helps you in your mood, helps you with your cleansing process. I have used them, and I've referred them to others, and they are using them. Thank you, Pastor, for this time.
You're welcome, sisters. Thank you so much. All right, my brothers and sisters, it's about time to wrap it up, but I want to mention one thing. If you all know anyone, well, let me just state this, that we launched a wellness coaching course, a certification course for wellness coaching. And it was at an introductory price. It was actually $650, and payment plans were allowed. We're extending that. If anyone wants to give someone a gift for Christmas, it's a wonderful gift. And also, if someone wants just to be certified, they can get in at that introductory price until December 31st. It's going to go up in the new year. Brothers and sisters, because it does take a lot of money to produce all the material and all of that. But we just thought it would be good to make that offer. At this point, it's online. So you would go online, register with me. I'll register you. You have to contact me. I'll register you. And you can go online and take your class, watch the videos, and take your quizzes, and do your final exam. There's 13 lessons. It's not hard. And we use I was just trying to see if I see my textbook handy. I don't see it handy, but we have a almost 500-page textbook that uses flowcharts. It's part of a learning system that God has given us. We give him the praise. As David said, this is the Lord's doing. It's marvelous in our eyes, but it's a learning system that allows you to learn in a fraction of the time for a fraction of the cost. So if you know anybody that wants to be a certified holistic wellness coach, a biblical holistic wellness coach, learning how to help people and even providing some income, if that's what they're interested in or need, you can take this course at the same price, and we will allow three payments. So the bottom line is you have to get started before December 31st in order for this to be in order to take advantage of this sale. People like sales at the end of the year, right? So this is a sale. All right, we're going to go ahead and take Brother Joseph, and then, and by the way, if you want to go to, I'll give you two websites, torsoflow.org, torsoflow.org. That's where you'll be taking your course. Our new website can be where you'll have even more information about our, the direction of our school is torso.net at the present time, torso.net. But here's the thing. If you're interested in the school, you have to text or contact me, call or text me, because I need to register you. So I'll give you my number on Facebook. It's 706-897-8537, and just reach out, and we'll be there to help. We're going to take Brother Joseph before we wrap it up. My dear brother, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. How are you and everybody else? And appreciate what? The information that's coming across the line. It's very powerful, especially with the sciatic nerve issues. I had that problem quite some time ago because I used to do a lot of sports and finished up with a lot of nerve problems in my back, and the inversion table worked wonders. But I had a good chiropractor. Well, it was not so much a chiropractor, because this was in London. It was an osteopath, wonderful, wonderful gentleman that got me out of a lot of and got my back straightened up. Just a matter of, as you say, pulling the vertebrae in the right position, just free the nerve up, because it was nerve impairment.
Brother, I don't know if you're doing anything different, if you walked away, I walked a little bit, but you're breaking up now.
Okay.
That's much better.
Different room. Yeah, I'm in a different room there. So nerve entrapment or nerve impingement, whatever you want to call it, it just needed to separate the vertebrae and have some relief.
That's right.
The other thing, please could you call me at your earliest convenience? I need to discuss some of the products that you had sent, or if you haven't sent it yet, even better. But if you call me, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome, brother. You're welcome. I will definitely give you a call. All right, we'll turn it over to my wife, Undreamedup. Thank you all for joining us today. And again, reach out if there's any need, and if you know anyone that would like to take this course at this price, have them contact me. God bless. Sweetheart.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, Lord, we thank you for this time to have this morning's broadcast. We thank you for giving us your word, and we pray that as we go throughout this day, your spirit will continue to be with us, guiding us, always directing, instructing, and leading us, Lord, throughout this day. May we seek you for all that we do as we make preparations for your holy Sabbath. We ask that you will continue to be with each one on this line in a special way. There are some that come on and share their petitions. There are others that do not. And we know, Lord, that we have such intimate and personal petitions that we just know we want to keep just before you. And we know that when we do that, that you're able to work with us even more, and that you're able to help us, Lord, during our personal times of trials and tribulations. We thank you for your everlasting arm of strength that is provided for each of us, and we can always tap into that whenever we feel that we're weak, whenever we're despair, whenever we feel lost. We have you to lean on. Thank you for being a God who cares about us, a God who wants us to be so dependent upon him that we can seek your face in all that we go through and all that we do. We want to lift up to you Sister Donna's request, asking prayers for those who have lost loved ones, especially during this time. We keep those petitions before you, Lord, because it's only you that can fill the heart of that void and can replace it with love and joy, strength, encouragement, peace, and comfort, and we thank you for that. We want to pray for those that are without homes, those that are out living on the streets, on the corners, under the bridges, wherever they're living, Lord, who are asking for financial support, who needs help, and most importantly, they need healing. And we pray that your angels will minister to them, will help them, and will be with them. We also want to pray for single parents and their children, requested by Sister Lenny. We know, Lord, that that is a tough, tough thing to do, to be a single parent raising children, especially in these days. And we do pray that they will be guided with strength and wisdom and the training of their children, that their children's hearts would be obedient to their parents' words and ways, and that they will stay with their parents and know that their parents have their best interests at heart as they're trying to love and protect and support them and fill their lives with security. So we ask that you will continue to be with these parents. And as always, we want to continue with Sister Odessa, keeping her in prayer, Lord. We know that losing three children to the same disease is a difficult, difficult thing. And especially this time of year, we know that that can just really wear on a person. We want her to feel your love, and we want you to do all you can, Lord, and to help her to feel that and to know that. Continue to provide her with comfort and be with her as she extends her travel to be with her family and the rest of the year with her family. And we pray that you will grant her traveling mercies and a joyful, peaceful time with them. We want to also pray for her co-worker, Jasmine, who has been missing. We pray that she has been found and that she has been returned back to her family. And if that's not the case, Lord, we pray that she will be soon. Please let this be a positive outcome and not a negative outcome for Jessica or for Jasmine. And we do want to pray for Jessica, too, that she gets returned back to her family. We know that Sister Wanda has been asking prayer for her daughter, and we do pray that she gets returned back, Lord, and that you will continue to protect her as you have been doing. We want to pray for Chris with her sciatica condition. We do ask that she will seek the things that have been recommended and that her healing is soon on its way. And we pray that she will stay encouraged and that she will be comforted soon and that she will be relieved of all discomfort. We want to pray for our ministry. Torso has been requested by Sister Wanda. We ask that you will continue to guide this ministry, for you are the director of it, the chief director, and it is by your spirit that leads this ministry, not by my husband, not by me, but by God and the Holy Spirit that takes us to where you want us to be. Continue to reveal your plans to us, Lord, and may we be willing vessels to follow each one out in accordance with your perfect will. Thank you for Jonika's beautiful testimony, letting us know about the changes that she made to her lifestyle by simply following really the live free lifestyle, and how she was able to shed many, many pounds. I never knew she was at that weight, and it's just amazing. You can even tell in her voice that she sounds like a new person. Just she has a very lightness to her voice, and that's just amazing. So I'm sure that her transformation was a surprise and just a shock to many, but what a testimony. So thank you for sharing that with us. And we want to pray for Brother Joseph. We ask that you will be with him and his family and all the things that he's doing with his health. And we thank you for his testimony that he has been able to share as he has battled with
the sciatica condition. And we want to keep our friends in jail before you too, Lord, and may the fear of the Lord always be in the face of this judge. Help them to be relieved. We thank you for answering the prayer that both of their court dates was able to be on the same day, and we're grateful for that. Thank you for hearing and answering prayers. What a wonderful, amazing God you are. May we all do what we can to stay faithful to you, to serve you in absolute obedience, and to be free with all the victory over our sins. Lord, help us to continue to surrender to you and continue to labor with you in your harvest. For all things are prayed and asked in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. But he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time. Houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life.
Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God would open ways before us now undreamed of. God bless you and happy preparation day.
Amen. I want to let Sister Odessa know that her daughter Gugu is on Facebook listening. God bless you, Gugu. All right. God bless you all. It's time for our closing prayer. I will trust in the Lord. I'm sorry, closing song.
I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord till I die.
Till I die.